As Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy prepares to take office December 1st, a lot of unknowns remain on just how he'll approach hard-fought campaign priorities, a big one being education. How a Dunleavy administration will impact school funding is a big question looming over the entire Waikea Delta and rural schools across the state. On Tuesday, the Governor-elect's transition team responded to a request for comment on rural school funding with a no comment for the time being. Dunleavy and his transition staff are, quote, busy at the moment, slowly unveiling the upcoming administration's priorities and cabinet appointees. A member of Dunleavy's transition team, Sarah Erkman-Ward, said in an email to KYUK that, quote, education is one of the governor-elect's passions, and all Alaskans will hear more about his ideas for improving outcomes soon. For now, KYUK's questions don't have answers. A former rural educator, Dunleavy hasn't been specific about what steps he'd take on the changes he'd like to see for state-funded schools. As reported by KTOO's Andrew Kitchiman, in Dunleavy's time in the state Senate, he supported cutting funding to pre-kindergarten education, supported a proposed constitutional amendment allowing state money to go to private education, and has campaigned on wanting rural areas to have access to regional schools and hub communities, boarding schools essentially, while somehow not taking away from village schools.
Public school choice first is important, meaning we have a situation in Alaska right now that we have public monies going to private education as part of the vendor process for public homeschools. We have private individuals that get paid through the allotment process to help educate kids in our public schools. We already have this process going on.
This was Mike Dunleavy's answer to whether or not he'd support school vouchers from the October 25th debate with Democrat Mark Begich. He's on the record supporting what he calls public and private partnerships. According to unofficial election results, rural Alaska and most of the Waikea Delta voted blue on Election Day, with 67% of the vote in Bethel going to Begich. The Lower Kuskokwim School District is the largest school district in the Waikea Delta, and its budget, like all Regional Education Attendance Area, or REAA, schools, relies 100% on state funding. The legislature forward-funded education for the next 2 years, with a boost of $20 million for FY 2019 and $30 million for FY 2020, which LKSD says has helped keep up with costs such as staffing and fuel. But come 2021, it'll be a big concern for the district if the legislature does not take action to avoid another flat funding year. In the past, the district has had to cut funds to staff positions and increase the student-to-teacher ratio. Last month, when outgoing Education Commissioner Dr. Michael Johnson visited the LKSD board, he made it clear he likes the direction the district is currently taking.
I also very much like your mission statement and how you tie culture to the work that's happening in your schools. And that's something I think every school board in this state wants to happen.
Commissioner Johnson pointed to the use of the Yupik language in the classroom and a strategic thinking model the district is using. The State Board of Education prioritizes every student being proficient in reading by the end of third grade. For the Walker administration, that doesn't have to be just the English language.
Because we know that students that are proficient at the end of third grade in reading, whatever language that is, outperforms students that only learn English by the end of sixth grade on standardized tests. So it's a wonderful thing you're doing. It's a wonderful thing you're offering to our state.
And Johnson hopes this model will spread to other districts. As for the next administration, they're not saying yet. Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy will take office December 1st. From Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.